came a jumper to drink at that billabong. Jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he sang as he shoved that jumper in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
To another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney advises that solar activity or sunspot activity continues to remain at a very low level. There are currently no sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 5. And those figures are not expected to change materially in the immediate future, and as we move through solar cycle number 24, the future does not look very bright for high frequency propagation over long distance paths on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. However, on the lower frequencies, that's on 11 megahertz and below, quite good reception as we move into the start of the new international transmission season, which began on October 30. Here in Melbourne, quite good reception between 1800 and 1830. That's 5 a.m. to 5:30, around our sunrise period. And these are some notable signals I heard on a scan recently. 9465, the BBC from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE with its programs in Arabic. 9570, Deutsche Welle from the relay station at Issoudun in France, broadcasting in Hausa to Africa. and 9450 China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site, also broadcasting in Hausa. 9660, quite a big signal off the Voice of Turkey at Ankara with English until signing off at 1825 on this frequency. 9705, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican with programs to Europe and Africa in Portuguese. Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul from the Kim Jae transmitter using 9740 with its evening programs to Europe in Spanish. And on the next frequency, 9750, the Voice of America from the Lampathon relay station in Germany with programming in Kurdish. 9765, NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo, another station using a European relay, this time from Nauen in Germany, with programs in Japanese for Europe. 9785, another frequency for Deutsche Welle from the Issedon relay station in France, with its programs in Hausa. And 9850, station known as Dandal Kura Radio International, broadcasting from Issedon in France, with programming in Canada or Kanada. And 9950, All India Radio, with programs in English. And 9635, another politically based brokered station known as Radio Nadarasan, broadcasting from Wolferton in England, also in Canada. And 7530, Voice of America, Radio Diwa, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Pashto. That's around 1835 onwards. And 7210, China Radio International, broadcasting in Russian from the Urumqi transmitting station in China. So that was a short summary of notable items heard here in Melbourne recently between 1800 and 1830, mainly in the 31 metre band, with quite good reception, with propagation coming into Melbourne from the north and west. And those conditions, they will continue for the immediate future. So if you're in the Victorian area or Southeast Australian area, generally that type of propagation will be maintained for some considerable time. So information now concerning one of our rarer propagation modes as observed here in Melbourne and Victoria. This is the trans-equatorial Asian mode. This mode appeared during the early afternoon here in Melbourne recently and was represented by daylight propagation on 9, 11 and 13 megahertz, mainly from broadcasting stations in Asia and the Far East. Now this is a summary of notable frequency usage for this mode across the time span 0315 to 0330, that's early afternoon here in Melbourne. 9560, the station at Urumqi, the People's Broadcasting Station from Xinjiang in China, of course, with programming in the Uyghur language. 9730, the Sound of Hope, a political station broadcasting from Taiwan in Chinese. 9850, another People's Broadcasting Station in China, that's the Qinghai Broadcasting Service, broadcasting in Tibetan. And just up from there is 9865, All India Radio, the national network. 11665, Malaysia, Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, carrying a domestic service. It's a relay of one of the FM programs from Kuala Lumpur, and that station is an indicator as to whether the special propagation mode, the trans-equatorial mode, is effective. 11905, China National Radio Network 6, one of the internal services with programs in Amoy. 12140, Thailand, Radio Azadi, broadcasting from the Yudong Relay Station with programming in Dari. 13530, Taiwan, another service from the Sound of Hope, broadcasting in Chinese. 13650, North Korea, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, also with programming in Chinese. And 13700, China National Radio 13, another internal service, broadcasting in the Uyghur language. 13760, North Korea, the Voice of Korea, with programming in Spanish. And 13800, right up at the top end of the 22-metre band, China Radio International from Makashi Relay Station, or Transmitting Station, broadcasting in English. So that was a summary of some signals noted recently in our early afternoon period here in Melbourne. That was the rarely reported Asian, well, midday Asian trans-equatorial mode, with propagation mainly from Southeast Asia, Far East, and Asia itself. Quite good reception at that time. A note concerning the broadcast of HCJB, nominally the Voice of the Andes. Station broadcasts in the international bands using, well, including broadcasts in international bands using relay transmitters in Germany. The frequencies for the new transmission period include the following: 15:30 to 16:30 from the Nauen relay station in Germany, broadcasting on 9500 in various languages, and that's on Saturdays only. Also on 11900 from Nauen, and from the Moosbrunn relay station in Austria on 13740. And there's a daily service from Wolferton in England in Arabic, using 7300 between 2100 and 2115. And low power transmitter in Germany, using 3995. It's scheduled between 2300 and 2200. That's 23 hours daily. And also on 5920 between 0300 and midnight, and 7365, 24 hours. So, interesting schedule details there from HCJB, the Voice of the Andes, which now uses relay stations in Europe, as well as its own local station in Ecuador on 6050. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.